Watch the pro-life YouTube videos Google doesn't want you to see. By Lucas Nolan on January 16, 2019. Google has been downranking pro-life videos in abortion-related search results on YouTube. As uncovered as part of manual blacklisting and manipulation of search results uncovered by Breitbart News' Alan Bokhari. Here are just a few of the videos that Google doesn't want you to see. Breitbart News recently published yet another leak from within Google, which reveals that YouTube has manually intervened to blacklist pro-life videos in its search results on numerous occasions. The internal leak also revealed that Google often engages in manual actions in order to correct controversial search results in their search product, as well as their Google Home and Google Assistant device search results. In December of 2018, Slate journalist April Glazer wrote an article discussing abortion-related content on YouTube. In the article, Glazer bemoaned the fact that pro-life videos ranked highly in YouTube's search results and sought to fix this issue, contacting YouTube about it. Glazer claims that a week later the results had been altered by YouTube to feature more pro-abortion content. An excerpt from Glazer's article can be read below. If, until recently, you did the same over on Google-owned YouTube, it felt like you were searching in a whole other universe. Before I raised the issue with YouTube late last week, the top search results for abortion on the site were almost all anti-abortion, and frequently misleading. One top result was a clip called Live Abortion Video on Display, which over the course of a gory 2 minutes shows images of a formed fetus' tiny feet resting in a pool of blood. Several of the top results featured a doctor named Anthony Levitino, including one in which he testified to the House Judiciary Committee that Planned Parenthood was aborting fetuses the length of your hand plus several inches, in addition to several misleading animations that showed a fetus that looks like a sentient child in the uterus. The eighth result was a video from conservative pundit Ben Shapiro, just above a video of a woman self-narrating a blog titled, Abortion, My Experience, with text in the thumbnail that reads, My Biggest Mistake. Only two of the top 15 results struck me as not particularly political, and none of the top results focused on providing dispassionate, up-to-date medical information. So here is a small selection of the videos that YouTube appears to have manually downranked in search results following Glazer's emails. The first video shows Dr. Anthony Levitino testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. In her article, Glazer appears to be offended that Dr. Levitino claimed that Planned Parenthood was aborting fetuses the length of your hand plus several inches. Another video features a woman speaking about her experience when having an abortion and why she regrets the act. Another video is titled Live Abortion Video on Display in Washington, D.C. January 21 to 22, and shows the graphic dissection of a human fetus during an abortion. The majority of these videos appear to be manually downranked by Google and YouTube's search results, something which Glazer appears to be taking credit for. While Google has repeatedly claimed not to manually manipulate search results, Glazer's claims combined with the latest internal Google leak appears to show that the company regularly blacklists and whitelists search results based on ideology and other factors. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.